Good morning. Our scripture comes from Mark, verses 29 through 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companion hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went out, and he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogue and casting out demons. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Carolyn, for reading today. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so good to see each and every one of you today, and we are blessed to be in the house of the Lord. Before we begin, will you turn to your neighbor and say, "God loves you"?
God loves you,
yes. And aren't we glad that God loves us? You know, today in Mark's gospel, and we've been talking about Mark for a while, and I love the Gospel of Mark, but in Mark's Gospel today, we see a whole lot of things happening, and we see them almost all at one time, never a break, and there's little time to even catch your breath. And Mark, this Gospel writer, is really attempting to tell us something very important within this message today, and this is that Jesus Christ is Lord. He can heal, He can help, He can fix things, and it is amazing that Jesus is this powerful, and Mark does not want us to miss this. Jesus is worth listening to. This one named Jesus is able to do all things, and he does them well. And because of this, Jesus is worthy, and Jesus is Lord, and people saw this in him. They noticed this, they recognized this, and they crowded upon him wherever he was. And rarely was Jesus ever alone. Now listen to the first couple of words in our scripture reading today. It says, as soon as they left the synagogue. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went and Jesus healed and helped Simon's mother-in-law. That's a powerful thing. But they were right at the synagogue, and as soon as they left, he was swept away to help. And then as soon as that happened, it says in the evening after sunset, that is when all the people who were sick were brought to him. The demon-possessed, the sick, and those who were laying on mats. And Jesus healed many and all with various diseases. You see, this is a frantic pace here. Do you agree? There's a lot of things going on. It's hectic. And all of these are occurring, and Jesus is in their midst, and they want to see Jesus. They want to talk to him. They want to touch him. And the crowds gather. That's a key theme in Mark, the word crowd. Crowd appears more in Mark than any other gospel. So this combination of things happening, things moving, is never ending. It's just, it's instant healing, moving, changing. Everything is constant. And in this movement, this always happening, there always is a need. I imagine, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, if we need to, we can talk out in the snowy parking lot later. But I believe, if it were me, this would get old quick. Do I hear an amen? It would get really old. This constant bombardment of need, always being followed, crowds always gathering, hopes for healing. Now, I cannot imagine what Jesus thought and what he felt. Now, some say, well, you know, he is the Son of God and he's different, but he's also the Son of Man. He also has feelings just like you and me. He has emotions just like you and me. He bleeds like you and I do. He cries like you and I do. And this constant need, this constant bombardment, this constant not being left alone, to me, it speaks how this human need and this struggle in humanity is really overwhelming. And Jesus was the answer, but they constantly came. Now, we cannot overlook a certain message here. In this constant chaos, and it was constant chaos, Jesus took time to find a place of solitude. Can you turn to your neighbor and say solitude? Solitude. That's a great word. And I'm sure in that solitude there's silence and just being alone. A place away from distraction and noise and need. It says that Jesus, while it was very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. You see, Jesus took the time. He made the time to pray. The Son of God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings would find a quiet place to pray, to be alone. Now, as you know, as you remember in the verses that followed this time of rest and renewal, Jesus was then interrupted. Did you see it starting up all over again? Right when Jesus was praying, the disciples came and broke the silence and they said, "Everyone is looking for you." It starts all over again. But then Jesus replied something very interesting. He said, "Let's go. Let's go to other places. Let's go to preach and to help and to heal." But I believe the rest, this time of silence, was extremely important in the life of Jesus the Christ. Because in this time, he prayed and he listened. He asked for time. He sought time for direction. And friends, this needs to speak to us. This should resonate in our lives. How many of you have an overabundance of solitude time? Do I hear, raise a hand. Now, if you do, that's okay. But I would imagine most of us do not have an overabundance of solitude. Now, you are thinking of your day already. You know the interruptions, don't you? There's somebody that need something. I found out that the only person that knows where my socks are is Mary. So, Mary, I can't find my, well, there, no, well, I can't find, you know. She loves me so much. Aren't you glad of that? aren't I glad of that? Yes. We're always being interrupted and changed and called upon. And I believe this should resonate in our lives that it is vital that we take time for prayer. We take time for solitude, and not just as individuals, but as a church. Sometimes our church can be very busy. Do I hear an amen? You're so tired you can't even say amen. I'm telling you, that's how tired we are. Sometimes there are things to do. And I'm going to tell you a statement, and we can argue again out in the snowy parking lot, but the most tired people I've ever met in my life are in the congregations with churches. Some are very tired. It's true. There are so many folks doing the Lord's work, feeding the hungry, helping the sick, caring and loving and lifting up. Now, friends, this is extremely important. This is the Lord's work. But we also need to know that we are dealing with humanity, and needs come and never end, and hurts are great, and problems loom large. And it seems that the day is filled and the energy is lacking. But my question is, have we prayed? Have we prayed as a church together? Have we prayed? Have we found times of silence? Have we asked the Lord, how do you want us to work? What do you want us to do? Can you give us strength in this struggle? God, where is our direction? Where is our discernment? Friends, have you risen with the Lord? Now, most of us rise in the middle of the night because there is a distraction. Do I hear an amen? Won't get into all those, but 4 o'clock. Hey, 4 o'clock's here again. Oh, hoo-hoo. Well, the other day, at that 4 o'clock hour, I said, I'm going to look out the window. That was the big lunar event. You know, the blood moon, the full moon, the lunar eclipse, the fireworks, supermoon, all the blue moon, all that. Blue moon, that's right, the one I forgot. Well, I looked out, and the clouds were all over. And I was disappointed, but I said, you know, maybe it's not looking at the moon. Maybe it's spending time with the Lord. I just prayed for a minute. Now, it was just wonderful silence. And I thought, you know, this is a time that God speaks so well. Now, he speaks all during the day. But sometimes our day is so full, so busy, that we need to take time away. I hope and pray that we will do that. Because, friends, I'm going to tell you, this is just for me. Sometimes I get real tired. And sometimes I get distracted. And sometimes I lose focus. Because the needs are great and it's constant and crowds gather. But it's then when I need to take time to find a place and to make a space and to pray for God and to God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, there is great comfort in going to God and to talk, but to listen. How many of you are great talkers? Do I hear an amen? I'll do my hand twice. How many of you are wonderful listeners? Good. I wish I were a better listener. My dad was the best listener in the world. He would listen and listen and listen. And I keep just, my head was saying, Dad, you know the answer. Just give it to him. Just whack him over the head with it, you know. Just tell him what's going on. But he would listen. And listen. That's what I need to do when I pray to the Lord. Talk less, listen more. Did you say something? Yeah, thank you, Dale. I don't know if Dale said, did you say something? Timing is everything. That was perfect. Very good. Yes. And sometimes when we pray, we talk so much, we probably can use Dale's line after we're done. Did God say something? We never gave him a chance. So I hope and pray that we can take the time. But now, friends, I'm going to tell you right now, I know what you're probably doing. You have a million reasons why you cannot. Because I have that same list. There are things to do. There's people to meet. There's no time to rest. Yet as Jesus did, as our God, as busy as he was, he took the time to be ready to serve. So our time with God reminds us that we still must be the church. There are still others to help and there are other places to go. But in the midst, may we get discernment, receive a word. And when we pray, we can find focus and we can know answers and we can have strength to carry on. I pray that we as a church will continue to feed the hungry and to preach the gospel and to love and serve our neighbor, to witness to the world, to serve as leaders in our church, but we always to take the time to pray, to spend time with our Lord that we might do His will. So may God direct us and guide us as we seek Him and as we serve Him and others and as we take time to pray. And all God's children said, Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for hearing our prayers. Help us to find more time with you and help us to listen well. And be with us, Lord, in all these things and all these needs. And Lord, there are many things that and many reasons why we do not come to you, but help us this day to make an effort to seek a solitary place and a time set aside for you. We ask this in Christ's name, and all God's children said, Amen.